I'll tell you this much, it's been brought to my attention number. It's happening all over the place. It's happening with local authority estates. It's happening within private estates. People are coming along and they're filling ordinary shopping bags with rubbish. And they'll blatantly walk down rather than to pay to get their bin collected at the door. And they're leaving them in secluded areas. It's then down to the Residents Association to pick up all that rubbish. Otherwise, it's blown through the place or whatever else. And we've all had to do it. I had to do it even in the estate that I live. Other people had to do it in this estates where they were. And it's unfair. The likes of the especially coming in on the back of us winning Ireland's tidiest town. This is something that I want to see us keeping. I want to see this happening next year again. And the only way that we are going to do it is root out the likes of these people, because these people that are coming along, and selfish people that will not pay to get their put out their bin, leaving the rubbish for everybody else to pick up. Now, what happens when an inspection is going on and the likes of that, if it blows through the place or whatever else, straight away, we lose points. We lose the hard work of Sligo Tidy Towns, which I have to say has done a fantastic job in cooperation with Sligo County Council. They've done such a fantastic job to get us that first place, and it's something I want to see kept. The likes of these people that sat this need to be taken, and they need to be brought in front of a judge and get a good fine. And I think myself that it opened their eyes to the damage that they are doing.
How can they be, as you've termed, rooted out, as it were? Are we talking about more patrols by different, wardens and things like that?
No, a number of years ago, I seen a programme there. It was done on illegal littering, and it happened in the Dublin Mountains. And what they actually done, they put in cameras every so often into different areas, and they'd come back at the end of the week and inspect and maybe remove the cameras, and they got an awful lot of people illegal dumping. I think the same should be done in this case. You'd only need to do it a short while, because once these people are drawn in front of the judge and that they get a heavy fine in relation, they'll think twice about doing it again. I know myself that a number of years ago, I know one guy thought it was all right to take a bag of rubbish because I live beside an alley, and on Christmas morning threw it across my wall. I went out through the stuff, I got his name and his address on it. Council couldn't do anything about it. So I went up, I knocked at his door, and I told him exactly the next time that he did, the guards will be got in relation to it. And I left him there with his bag of rubbish. But this is the type of thing that's going on. And I know I'm not the only one. Other people have had to do it. I know of even places where people went away, and because it was dark, maybe got one or two youngsters to get rid of an old mattress and dump it, maybe in a lovely green area, secluded there. That's unacceptable. And that is the type of stuff that I want to see rooted out. As I says, I want to see Sligo progress, and I want to see it taking the tidiest town again next year, and that can only be achieved. And do you know something else? People see these things going on, and when they do, they should report it. They should report it to the council, they should report it on Garda Síochána, but it needs to be rooted out.